The mystery of the rogue roving turkeys puzzled and amused Haines residents this week. A gaggle of four domesticated turkeys took field trips around town, resting in backyards, stopping traffic, and other shenanigans. And no one seems to know exactly where the turkeys came from.
I was just getting in my car and I heard gobbling, you know. Looked over and they were just walking down the street. Mm-hmm. Just walking down the street. Anyway, they were just hanging out and gobbling at everybody and carrying on, you know.
Dina Stout lives on Soapsuds Alley in the Fort Seward area. On Monday, she saw this unexpected sight, a group of turkeys walking around the neighborhood, strutting around like they own the place.
At first, somebody said, God, call 911. So I called 911. She's like, what is the emergency? And I'm, it's not really an emergency, but there's turkeys in the middle of the road.
They're not a danger to the public, as far as I've been told.
That's Acting Police Chief Josh Dryden. He says the turkeys have not been his first priority this week, so he does not know where they came from.
And we seem to have had quite a year for escaping domestic birds.
Local bird expert Pam Randalls. A flock of domesticated pheasants was wandering around town earlier this winter, and now the turkeys. Randalls says it's the first time she's seen roving domesticated turkeys in Haines.
They've been providing a lot of entertainment, and they've also been scaring some people because they've, you know, they seem to gather around people's cars, which makes it nerve-wracking to try and figure out how to even get in or get out.
I'm embarrassed to admit this, but that's exactly what happened to me.
They're just walking around my car in a circle and not really making any noises, but oh, one of them's feathers just puffed up. I think he hears me. Please don't walk over here.
Yes, I was scared by four little turkeys. I know they have tiny brains, but when they're pacing around your car in circles, it seems like they're plotting an attack or something.
Okay, they're walking away from my car now. This is very good news.
I escaped safely from that encounter. Randall's advice to those who come across the turkeys, give them space, especially if you have a dog with you. I tried to find out who owns the roaming fowl, to no avail. That part remains a mystery. Here's Stout, the 911 caller.
I've seen moose running down the street, but I don't think I've ever seen a turkey before.
In Haines, trying to steer clear of all gobbling birds, I'm Emily Files.